Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Hi, Natalia. I have Sean Bunnell, B-U-N-N-E-L-L.
Okay,
first
perfect.
S-H-A-W-N. Okay, thank
you. A-W-N. Okay, thank you.
All right. Yep, bye-bye.
Hi, Sean, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Natalia. I'll be your intake specialist today on a recorded line. Mm-hmm. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Sure.
Okay. I'll just ask you a few quick questions. And have you gotten an attorney to help you with this claim?
No.
No. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or contracts with a law firm for this?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And was this for yourself or for a loved one?
Myself.
For yourself. Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Did you receive any treatment or any surgeries?
Yes, I had surgery and I also had radiation treatment.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you did have surgery and radiation. So let me make a note here. Where were you treated? What was the name of the facility?
St. Mary's Medical Center.
St. Mary's Medical Center?
Yeah, it's in Long Beach.
In Long Beach. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know the address by any chance?
Yes, I do. It's 1050 Linden Avenue.
Linden Avenue. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In Long Beach.
The zip code's 90813.
90813. Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. And so that's where you were treated. Were you diagnosed in that same facility?
Yes.
You were. Okay, perfect. So I'll just go ahead and copy that here. And where were you prescribed the Depo Provera?
At the same place, but by Dr. Michael L. Cogan, same hospital.
Uh-huh. Doctor. Can you spell that for me?
It's C as in cat, O-G-A-N.
C-O-G-A, you said?
Yes, N, yes.
Oh, and then the N at the end?
Yes.
Okay, Dr. Michael Cogan, okay. And that was at, you said the St. Mary's Medical Center?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right. Oh, you're in, okay, so that was in Long Beach. Are you in Long Beach? Do you live there?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I've been helping people from the East Coast all day. I'm also in California, so it's nice to talk to someone from California. Yeah. All right. So I'll go ahead and copy the information here. Okay, so you got the Depo Provera from the facility or the pharmacy?
I got it for a year at the medical center, and then for the remainder years that I did it, I gave it to myself.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. So let me see here. Okay, and then have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously?
No.
No. Okay. All right. And then for the meningioma diagnosis, what was the date?
The date that was diagnosed was November 8th, 2005.
November 8th, 2005. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
6/2/1967.
6/2/1967. Okay. And besides yourself, was there anybody else that was injured by Depo Provera?
Not that I know.
No. Okay. No problem. It's just a question just to make sure that we can help as many people as possible. But I'll put no for now. And then for the use of Depo Provera, did you use the injectable contraceptive, the brand name specifically, Depo Provera?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum, meaning it was four injections in 1 year?
Yes. I used it for 6 years, actually.
For 6 years. Okay. What year did you start using it?
And 2002, September. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. Oh, no.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's when I quit taking it. I'm sorry. So I started taking it in 1996, July of 1996.
Uh-huh.
And then I stopped in September of 2002.
September of 2002. Okay. So 1996 to 2002. Okay.
Yes.
And it was definitely after 1992. Okay, perfect. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Female, okay. And then I have your full name. I have Sean Burnell. Do you have a middle name?
No middle name. It's Burnell.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that last part?
My last name is Burnell. And no, I have no middle name.
Okay, Burnell. Okay, not Burnell. Okay, so B-U-N-N-E-L-L.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. And then I do have your phone number. Is this a cell phone number?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then I have your email. It's GOGWENNIT@gmail.com.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. So far it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and continue with the intake form. At the end of the questionnaire, I'll send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Are you able to receive text messages and open your email through your phone?
You know what? Yes, I can. I can do that. Yeah. I can open my email and get text messages.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. It doesn't have to be through your phone, but just want to make sure that there's a way that you can open your email. Like if you have either your computer or a tablet nearby.
Yeah, I can do it on my phone while we're talking even. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no problem. And you can put me on speaker if you need to as well so that you can see it. But that's going to be for later. So let me just finish the questionnaire here. We're almost done. I think there's about three more questions. Okay. So let me see here. Okay. And then for identity purposes for the attorneys, can you confirm your social?
547-63-7521.
7521. Okay. Thank you. And then what is your full mailing address?
1926 East Poinsettia.
Poinsettia.
And that's in Long Beach, and my zip code is
90805. Okay, perfect. Is there a unit number or anything like that?
No.
No. Okay, perfect. I'm not sure where that is in Long Beach, but I used to live in Signal Hill, if you know where that is.
Yeah, that's not far from me.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I used to live there with some roommates like a few years ago. So it's nice to see somebody from Long Beach.
Yeah, I live off 91 and Cherry.
Oh, okay. I know where Cherry is, by the Costco.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. All right. Perfect. So I have the address. And then let's see, we have the medical information. And do you have a copy of your medical records that you can provide the attorneys later?
Yes, I do. But it can be later, right? Because it's in my storage. I have to go retrieve it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. It doesn't have to be right now. It'll be for later.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. And then the last thing I need from you, it's just an emergency contact in case something happens. So if you become unresponsive for a very long time, we'll reach out to them so that there's no disruptions in the case. So for that, is it somebody that lives with you or lives separate?
She lives with me.
Lives with you? Okay. And what is their relationship to you?
She's my friend.
Your friend? Okay. And
we've been friends for years old.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Very nice. It's always good to have longtime friends.
Yes. So her name is Josette, J-O-S-E-T-T-E, Ramsey, R-A-M-S-E-Y.
Okay. Josette Ramsey. And what is her phone number?
Her phone number is area code 562-507-0019.
0019. Okay. Do you happen to have her email by any chance?
I do not know her email. Do I know it? I don't know. She's in Hawaii right now, but I can get it for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. I'll just put your email for now, but then she lives with you, so they have that address.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So then we have her phone number, and that's your friend. Okay, so everything else looks good. I'm just going to make sure everything's spelled correctly. Just give me about 30 seconds, and then I'll send over the retainer agreement. Have you done a DocuSign before?
I don't know. Were you say your name, or I have like signed things with my phone, you know, over the phone before.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. So it's just like an electronic signature.
Yeah. I've done that before. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. In any case, I'll stay on the line with you just in case you have any questions or you need help navigating the page. They have highlighted boxes where you put your signature, so it should be pretty easy.
Okay.
All right. And you can put me on speaker now if you haven't already.
You're on speaker.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I just sent it over. You should see it pretty soon. It'll say Natalia wants to send a DocuSign, something like that.
In my email, right?
Yes, ma'am. Email. And I think they also send a link through a text message. It's the same thing, whichever one's easier to open.
Okay, I found it right here in my email. So what do I do? Review document?
Yes, uh-huh.
It's open. Okay, it says...
Mm-hmm. And take your time.
Okay, it says... Okay, so I just do continue, right?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Do I tap on where it says Natalia Mass Tort Strategies, or is it below that where it says please sign?
I believe it's below that. I'm not sure what it looks like, but there should be a button somewhere that says either start signing or continue.
I found that.
Uh-huh. Or open document, one of those. Uh-huh.
It's opening. It says select start to begin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
So I hit start?
Yes.
Okay, now it's taking me down to required sign here. Sign.
Mm-hmm. I think it has you draw your signature, or it has options for you to choose one of those.
Okay, I'm just going to draw it, I guess. With my finger, I can do it with my finger, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, now what it says, sign again. Oh, initials. Okay. Accept. One more. Initial. Okay, it's working.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just got the notification. It looks like it went through. You'll also get a copy of everything that you signed. I think they'll send another email so that you have that for your records. Now, okay. Michonne, the next thing you can expect is wait about 5 business days for the attorneys to review the information. Then they'll call you back. They'll do a case verification call, and that's when they'll explain what happens next, and then they'll ask you for anything else that they need. Okay.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Again, my name is Natalia. I'm your intake specialist. This is step one for the claim. I'm going to send you another text message with my phone number and the phone number of Pulaski Law so that you can save it. You can save it in your contacts. If you have any questions or any other concerns, you can call me back or you can send me a text, okay?
Okay.
All right.
So you sent me an email with your name and phone number, right? Is that what you said? I'm sorry.
I'm gonna send it a text message.
Oh, a text message. Okay. Perfect.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so you can save it in your contacts, the numbers.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. And that's it for today, ma'am. Thank you for
your
time.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Uh-huh. Okay.
Bye-bye. I hope you have a great rest of your night. Okay. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.